Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. BC's premier says public drug use will no longer be allowed in the province. David Eby made the announcement today, saying a decriminalization pilot project has compromised public safety.
The drugs that we're seeing in our communities are more dangerous and more deadly than ever before. Illicit drugs and hard drugs should not be used where kids are playing, where patients are recovering, where community life is lived.
The NDP government has been under fire from health workers, police, and some municipal politicians over open drug use. Eby says people will be still allowed to use illicit and hard drugs in private spaces and sanctioned addiction and overdose prevention sites. In Ontario,
we are taking this matter seriously, and it is currently under review.
Provincial police are investigating the conduct of one of their officers. It happened at an event involving automaker Honda, attended by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday. Video filmed by a protester shows the officer revealing the route of Trudeau's motorcade before it entered the facility. He tells the demonstrator he is free to protest, but to avoid using profanity. Acting Staff Sergeant Robert Simpson says the OPP recognizes the right elected officials have to a safe environment.
The video has raised concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the OPP's values.
Asked today about the incident, Trudeau said he emphasizes and understands the right to protest. Politicians and First Nation leaders are calling for change to Air Canada's policies and its culture. The calls come following a controversial incident this week with the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. Cameron McIntosh has the details.
The gate, we made it onto the plane.
A quick flight, Montreal, Fredericton. When she flies, National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nipinac takes her ceremonial headdress as a carry-on. It's never been a problem before.
They wanted to put it down below, and of course, it's got cultural significance to me. And you know, in that point, I was kind of stunned.
She says after a heated exchange, she kept the headdress on her lap. The case protecting it was stowed below, an experience she calls culturally insensitive.
I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations.
In a statement, Air Canada apologized. The plane, a turboprop-driven Dash 8, has limited cabin space. The Prime Minister calling the situation unfortunate.
Obviously, it's unacceptable.
Air Canada has promised to follow up. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
An orca calf named Brave Little Hunter is free. She had been stuck in a remote Vancouver Island lagoon for more than a month after multiple unsuccessful rescue missions. As Joel Ballard reports, the calf made her great escape overnight.
The Ahadasat First Nation says it spent the night feeding the orca calf and watching her play in the lagoon. Then around 2:30 at high tide, she swam over the sandbar and out into the open water.
We still have a few big hurdles ahead of us here.
Martin Helena is with the Vancouver Aquarium. He says she needs to connect with her family pod.
She is a two-year-old calf. Normally would still be very dependent on mom and the family group. Mom has passed away, but we're very sure that other members of the family group would adopt her.
Rescuers are hopeful the calf's calls will be heard by her pod.
From what I understand, that group does come into the Zabalos area quite regularly every week to two.
But he says it's been about 2 weeks since they were last seen. Rescuers are also trying to make sure she doesn't become habituated to or dependent on their support. Joel Ballard, CBC News, Vancouver.
In the UK, King Charles will return to public duties next week after nearly 3 months of cancer treatment. Buckingham Palace announced the news today. Charles took a break from public appearances to focus on treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. The palace didn't provide an update on the king's health, though it says that the medical team are very encouraged by the progress made so far. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.